anything goes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and which way are you? You're that way.
Creepy Corey.
Hell yeah. So we obviously start off this way every single time. And why should this be any different? So what are we drinking tonight? What is cleansing our palate tonight?
What the hell is it? I almost called it Blue Moon.
I know, me too. Shock top. Yes.
Shock top, baby.
Mm-hmm. Some good old Shock Top.
Hey.
Cheers. Wait, we can actually... So we are together in studio. Look at... Boom, look at that.
There we go.
Two in one studio. So tonight we are both together.
Come together right now.
Over me.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry, go
ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tonight is a blue moon night.
Shock top.
I'll get it right. It is a shock Same top. Thing. Shocking. The shocker. Shocking. Yay!
Yes, we are starting late.
Yes.
We are starting after midnight.
Yeah.
So today is technically Sunday, July 26th.
Yes, it is.
Also known as Mega Boss Dad's birthday.
Are you going to give me my spankings?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, wait, you're this way. I got to look this way to see you over here. You promise you'll give me my spankings?
Oh, yeah.
Spank me, Daddy. Spank me. So, dude, I got to flip. This is screwing me up because I'm looking over here.
It really is.
And it looks the other way.
It's like that first time that we...
Yeah, can I flip it around? I don't know
it's like
how
the
to.
The first time we did it.
I don't know how to flip it around.
Very carefully.
Ah, thank you, Trevor. Thank you.
Hey.
That's right.
He's
that's
my
right.
Daddy.
No, I am daddy to more than one. I am definitely daddy to more than one. Yep. It is what it is. Yeah, I'm just everybody's daddy. You know?
You've been my daddy longer.
So, never got over the la la, yeah, didn't hurt you. So, what is new?
A whole bunch is new for me. To start off, last week I said I filled out an application for an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I am proud to announce that I have been approved.
Hell yeah.
For this apartment. So, as of August 7th, I will be moving to Milford, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. New Hampshire.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Is that the same?
At the same curtain in the back?
No, it's actually two different ones. We actually have two different ones on here, so.
Yeah.
If you're the daddy who's doing the spank, that is true. Well, I'm the dad. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
How would that go? Like, if I don't know how that would work.
Very carefully.
Yeah.
Very carefully.
You know, clearly. Because, I mean, I'm the daddy, so
yeah,
spank me, son. That just sounds wrong. That just sounds so wrong. Like, you know, there's nothing good. That just absolutely does not sound even remotely right.
Nope.
So, yeah, so you got an apartment.
Yes.
So, tell us about it.
Well, it's a one-bedroom apartment. It's $880 a month.
Hell yeah.
So I could not argue with that one bit. So I just can't wait to get officially moved into this place.
That is, it's like, what we timed it earlier.
Yes, it is a 3-minute drive. Our current location right now.
Yep.
It is a 3-minute drive. So those nights where we get hammered, I can walk home.
that is a great thing. Like, because right now you figure it takes you about what? How long does it take you to get to your house from here?
About an hour.
An hour?
About an hour, yeah.
So you're literally going from an hour to
3 minutes.
To 3 minutes.
Yes.
And I mean, it's literally, it's like my favorite saying, it's like a sore dick. Can't beat it. Yeah. You know? And
sorry, we got someone over
yeah.
here who is distracting me.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, that's, I think that's absolutely awesome that you got that, and it'll be nice, you know, obviously quite a bit less than what you're paying at the moment right now.
Oh, absolutely.
So
a whole hell of a lot less.
Yeah. So, and then we'll be able to have nights like we did tonight where, well, how did tonight go? We had a pretty good night so far.
It was a great night. The night was a great night. Only thing missing was a pretty girl by my side.
I wasn't pretty enough for you?
I said pretty girl.
I mean, that, you know, yeah, true.
Not a handsome feller.
But we were cooking out tonight. So tell us about that experience, cooking out, you know.
So fun. As always, it was a great night, you know. Charcoal grill, nothing beats a charcoal grill.
No. You got to have the charcoal. Everything tastes better in charcoal.
You can take your
grass.
You can take your gas grill and hit the road.
Yep.
Charcoal grills are so much better.
It really is.
They have that extra flavor and
it's
delicioso.
It is, and tonight we were making
sausages
and with peppers and onions. So
they're so moist.
Yeah, we do this. So we get peppers and onions, and we obviously slice up all the peppers and onions, and we put about a stick of butter in with, we did 7 peppers, 2 onions, and a stick of butter cut up, and we put it all, wrap it up real tight inside tin foil, and we throw that right on the charcoal grill, and it tastes so awesome. Like,
it was so good.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
it was so good.
So, and we made a hot Italian sausage, sweet Italian sausage, and we threw all that right on the grill. And it's so awesome because when you make the peppers and onions this way, they come out so soft, so tender, so delicious. And it's the easiest thing. You just wrap it up real tight in tin foil with a bunch of butter, and it's, as long as you keep turning it, don't forget to turn it once in a while, because we did it once where we charred it.
That was rough.
It was horrible. It was all burnt and it was just bad. But when you do it right, you know,
it comes out like it did tonight.
It did, you know, and you cut the top of the foil off and you just turn it over, and literally all the peppers and onions just slide right out.
And it just makes that slosh sound that you just
love. Oh, yeah. Oh, it is so damn friggin' delicious. Like, It's literally like the best way to make peppers and onions. And it's so simple. You just flip it and it's just something about it. And you, when you're cooking with the charcoal, I don't know about you guys, but if you cook on charcoal or not, but when you're cooking on a charcoal grill, I just think that everything tastes better.
Yes.
And something, and it smells good, and it stinks up so good, the whole neighborhood. So everyone driving by is literally smelling our charcoal grill.
They're like, that smells so good.
Yeah, and it's awesome. And the nice thing about it is, so we grill out in the garage.
Soft and tender like Corey's boobies.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Jesus. Just don't video that.
Please don't video that.
You know, but, you know, so we discovered this a while back about cooking in the garage. And it started to rain one night, and we wanted to cook out. And we're like, well, fuck, we can't. We have to be able to grill out. Like, we can't not grill. So we decided, like, well, shit, let's cook out in the garage. And the garage, it's a detached garage, so no smoke enters the house. And there's actually no door on my garage. It's just like essentially a glorified carport. But it works great for cooking out because I have like a 16-foot opening, and literally all the smoke comes out above our heads at the opening. So we don't get any smoke in our face. It all rises and then comes out the top of the door. And it's awesome. And when it's raining, you stay dry. And we have our little table out there. We have a radio out there. We have the grill out there. We have plenty of cold beer out there. And it really is just a great time.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we discovered that a year ago about. Yeah, about a year ago. And now it's like tonight we were cooking out in the garage, even though we don't have to.
Yeah. Well, it got dark tonight, so.
It got, yeah.
We had that light in your garage.
Exactly.
To help us out.
Yeah, I have all the lights and everything out there, so.
By the way, our visitor that was here a couple minutes ago, he wanted to say happy birthday.
I said thank you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, did you not see me?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's not there anymore.
Well, I said thank you, so. Yeah, I'm getting old, so what's included in the rent? So, okay, so you have your new apartment.
Yes.
You're going to be moving in there in, a week and a half?
About a week and a half, yes.
And so it's awesome because for that price, which is a great price for a one bedroom.
$880.
And included in it is heat as well.
Yes, heat and hot water.
And she said electricity before.
She did say electricity before.
So
she didn't mention that in the email.
Yeah, but I think it might or might not be included in it. I don't know.
And if electricity is included in it, for $880
a month, I mean, that's just,
That's unheard of.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is totally.
Winning.
Winning.
But, but yeah, just the heat alone. I mean, the heat is expensive here, so it's
especially during the winter.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it beats out where he's currently living because right now, in the summertime, so they didn't turn on the air conditioning till what, fucking middle of June or
middle
something.
Of June.
Yeah, middle of June for his air conditioning. It's like
2 days after my birthday, which was on June 14th.
Yeah, he's out. He's sweating his friggin' stones off in his place, and they won't have the right frame of mind to turn on the AC. So now all these units have their own AC units. So it's fantastic.
And
so,
I'm allowed to have my own AC unit right in the window.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So, hey, so I got to bring this up. I saw this video. This video is just absolutely amazing. Let me try to get it set up here. All right. So I was watching. It came up as a suggested video. And this.
I've seen this video all over
Facebook. Yeah. So this woman is. They say it's at her ex. That's her ex's car. And you can see her right here. She's literally has a can of gas in her hand. And she is pouring gasoline into her ex's car. So, yeah, we got to watch this. This is just fantastic. Ready? Pour the gasoline in. You know, you done fucked up when she's lighting your shit on fire. Oh, but wait. Boom. Oh, look at that. Let's see that again. Ready?
Oh, shit.
And one more time. Boom.
Not the box.
Right? Boom. Look at that. Knock. I mean, holy shit. But this is great, right? She goes back. She's like, oh, shit. Better get the evidence.
Yeah.
At least she had the right mind to go back and get the shit out of there.
Can we go back a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah. How far?
Just to see her. Just to see her face. She wearing a mask?
Yeah. You know what?
She is wearing a mask.
She is totally.
She is wearing a mask.
That right there. She is wearing a mask. So she is being safe from that coronavirus.
She is protecting herself from
coronavirus. Shit's real.
Shit's real.
You know, so you got to give her credit. Like, she's lighting her man's shit on fire, but still thinking about
the coronavirus
and staying safe. You know?
And she has no eyebrows now, definitely.
Yeah.
She probably didn't have any to begin with.
No, I mean, no eyebrows. Yeah, that shit is gone. Like, there was this thing that came out that said
her weave didn't come
that off. They were looking for a woman with no eyelashes and no eyebrows. That's what they were describing it as when the cops were looking for, you know. I got to see this again. Like, that is just, you know, that like knocked her the fuck. Oh, God, look at it.
That bitch got knocked down quicker than
I. And she crawls away. And then she's like, oh, shit, better get the evidence. I love that. Like, she's in the right frame of mind after getting her face blown off right there to go back and get the evidence out of there. Like, that is absolutely epic. You know, I just think that is, I mean, that's awesome.
That was amazing.
You know, but like, you're dumping gasoline in a car, and seriously, do you not expect your face to get blown the fuck off when you're throwing a match in there? You know, it's just, you know, since you are old, do you know what Bill and Ted is? And if so, did you see? So, I mean, yeah, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Yeah, I have seen it. It's been, holy shit, it's been years since I've seen that. I gotta say, it's been 15 years since I've seen Bill and Ted.
You ain't gonna call him out for calling you old.
I mean, I am old. You know, I'm definitely a little bit old, you know.
Oh, yes, yes.
What's Highgate Explosion?
So, when we moved, and
there's another one in September, Bill and Ted's. I think I did see the previews to that, you know.
So, when we moved back to Vermont, we lived in this apartment complex called Highgate.
Yeah.
Well, one night during the summer, someone decided that they're going to put pipe bombs in a couple of the neighbors' cars.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, Trevor was up making a peanut butter and fluff sandwich or something like that. And this is at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And all of a sudden, he heard the explosions. So he ran right back to bed because he thought me and my mom were going to get woken up. Well, apparently he was talking to me in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning after the explosions. And he's just like, oh, a couple of cars just got blown up. And I'm just laying in bed. Yeah, I know. Dead sleep.
Yeah. That is, I mean, fuck. I mean, you got to give him credit, you know?
Yeah. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. So, all right. So there was this topic that I heard about, and it was interesting to me. So it essentially was, let's see if I can get this right. What items are too personal to lend out to other people. And one of the first things that I thought of was ear pods, like headphones.
Or just headphones in general. Well, except for like,
yeah, like these types, I'm okay letting someone use them. If I know the person, if I don't know you, you ain't fucking using anything of mine. But, you know, so what items are too personal to lend out? So I thought of earbuds. Like, you know, when I get my iPhone and it comes with the headphones that you put in your ears, there's no fucking way I am giving my earbuds to someone to use. Amen. Like, I don't know where your ears have been. I don't know how clean your ears are. You know, that's just not happening. Now, the funny thing is, I also don't share, like, I won't eat fork off of a fork.
You won't eat fork off of a fork? I won't eat fork.
Yeah, I won't eat fork off of a fork. Yeah. Holy fuck, exact details. You know.
I remember everything.
I won't share, like, if I'm eating something off of a fork and my wife wants to try something or my kids want to try something, I will not let them eat anything off of my fork. I won't eat anything off of their fork. If they have something I want to try it, I will cut a piece off of whatever they have and put it onto my plate. I will not eat it off of their fork. Just like if I have a drink, you're not going to drink my drink. I'm not going to share my drink. I mean, we might share a girlfriend a time or two.
As long as it's another girl.
Right, right.
Not a dude that's bigger than you.
Yeah. So that's my question is, what to you is too personal to share with others?
Vibrator.
Yeah, vibrator. You know, obviously you get that, you know. But like, you know, some people like toothbrush. Some people won't share a toothbrush. But I'm listening to this story the other day. And this woman's like, oh, yeah, you know, I lent out my bra for another person to take a picture with because the bra color didn't work. Her bra, original bra color didn't match the pictures. It was clashing. So I let her use my bra. And I'm like, really? That's like, why? And she's like, oh, yeah, I've loaned out my underwear to people. And I don't know if that's a female thing or not. But I want to know if you have something that what to you is the weirdest thing to loan to someone. That is too personal to you. Like, what absolutely will you not loan to anyone? You know, and if you want to get in on this conversation, let us know what it is. You know, you see the number there, 1-603-664-4060, and tell us what it is that is too personal to loan out. You know, like what will you not loan out to someone else?
Me personally, I will not loan out deodorant.
Yeah.
I will not loan out a stick of deodorant. That's just gross.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so yeah, give us a call. Tell us what is too personal to loan out to you. Yeah, I won't loan deodorant. I will not share my toothbrush. I won't share a fork. I won't share a drink. I won't share ear pods. But you know what's funny though? I have in the past, like you've had a beer before and you're like, hey, try this. And I've tried it.
Yeah.
It all depends on what it is, I think.
I think so.
I think the idea of like having a beer bottle and you're just dumping a beer in your mouth, you know, it's not like you're, you know, text for another one. You know, it's not like it's different when it's like a beer bottle and you're just taking a sip from someone's beer bottle. But, you know, if like you're putting my fork in your mouth, no, that is not happening. You know, I will not share a fork. I will not share a spoon. I may spoon after we fork, but I will not share either one, you know.
Nothing wrong with a little cuddle after it.
Absolutely not, you know. So, but yeah, that's what I want to know. Where do you draw the line, you know? That's what I want to know. Where do you draw the line on what you loan out? You know, when someone asks you, hey, can I borrow, you know, whatever it is, what do you look at and be like, fuck no, that is not happening. I will not loan you that, you know.
I will not loan you this here or there. I will not loan it to you anywhere. In a chair.
Are you reciting Dr. Seuss?
Never.
No? That's scary. But yeah, call or text. You can even text that number and tell us what, or leave a comment and tell us what you will not loan out to other people. Because this, I want to hear, because there's some things that people are comfortable loaning out to other people, and there are things that people are not comfortable loaning out to other people. Yep. And, you know, I'm trying to, like, I'll let you borrow my car, but I will not let you eat off of my fork. You know? So
let you shove your tongue down my throat, but
well, you didn't mind that one time.
I said that's why I would let you.
Oh, you would, yes. Now that makes sense. That makes sense. You know.
Now everyone knows our secret.
But yeah, it's just weird, like where people, what people are okay with. Like when I was listening to that story the other day, it was nothing. She's like, oh yeah, I'll let her use my bathing suit, or I'll let her, you know, she didn't have underwear afterwards, and I let her borrow some underwear of mine. I'm like, no, I would not loan out my underwear ever. Like the only balls touching my underwear are mine. Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, I pointed to myself and I'm just,
that is true.
My
you did.
Balls are touching my underwear, not his underwear.
Right. My balls aren't touching his underwear and his balls aren't touching my underwear. But, you know, but yeah, you know, it's like, at what point is it, you know, like, where do you draw the line? Like, what is that limit? What is too much? What makes you say, no, I will absolutely not loan you that? You know, so Trevor said enema or douche. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't loan those out or borrow them from anyone. I don't even own them. You know, do you own them?
No.
You don't own them?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
But, you know. Right. Yeah. But yeah, so I thought that was a little interesting, you know, that whole story about that. And it's, you know, and it, that really got me thinking about what is, you know, what it really got me thinking about, like, okay, I actually have like OCD because there's so many things like I will not let people touch with, I will not let people mess with or borrow or, you know, because I am so picky about how I want my shit. I don't want anyone fucking my shit up. I don't want your germs. I don't, you know.
Yep.
So that's what made me realize at that point, I'm like, wow, I really do have OCD. So, you know, I mean, fucking Trevor, you won't let anyone, you know, you do know that they make stuff that will clean that off for you. You know.
For sex class.
Yeah, true. I've never seen them have a dildo in sex class. No. Speaking of sex, okay, so
banana, maybe.
Let's talk about sex class.
Too big.
So I went out the other day. I took my youngest son to get a pair of shoes. And we have some outlets here, and we went out to the couple different stores there. And on the way back, I see Dunkin' Donuts, of course, and, you know, me, I'm addicted to Dunks. I'm like, I got to stop and grab a coffee. So I grab myself a coffee. I ask him if he wants a coffee. He doesn't want one. Of course, you know, he's 12 years old. So when he gets coffee, we get decaf. So we swing into the drive-thru. I get my coffee. He doesn't want anything. And as we're pulling out Dunks, I look at him like, so, there's no time like the present. And he looks at me and he's like, okay, for what? I said, oh, it is happening. He's like, what's happening? I'm like, the talk. He's like, the talk? I'm like, the talk. He's like, oh, no. He's like, we don't have to have the talk. I'm like, oh, yes, we do. It is that time for the talk. So I literally, as I'm going through a drive-thru, it just dawned on me. I'm like, he's 12 years old. He's had a couple little girlfriends here and there, and I've never had the sex talk with him. And I've had it with, you know, my older son, who's, you know, almost 2 years older, but I haven't had it with him yet. So I'm like, oh, well, might as well have the sex talk with him. Why not? You know, it's just him and I in the car. And that's how I did it with my older son. I went to Dunk's, grabbed a coffee, and we had the talk. So You know, what's up, going nephew? On, Nate?
What's up, nephew?
So we grab our coffee, and as soon as I say we're having the talk, he suddenly stopped smiling, and his face just went like stone cold face. And he didn't look anywhere except out of the front of the car. Like, he just, the whole time, he's just like looking right out the front window, not blinking, not doing anything, just looking right out the front window. And that is it. So I start bringing up, you know, the different things. I'm talking to him about sex. I'm talking to him about, you know, being safe, about condoms, about, you know, just masks. What?
Nowadays.
Well, yeah. Safe sex. You know, put a mask on. Coronavirus.
That shit's real.
But so I'm having the talk with him. And I'm going, I'm literally like telling him, like, you know, you got to be careful. I'm telling him, like, you know, when you decide one day, many years from now, that you want to have sex, make sure you're safe. I said, because you have to anticipate that every time you have sex, that could be the time that you get the girl pregnant. And you have to be prepared if that pregnancy happens, that you can raise a kid. Because I am not raising any kids. I did at that point, I did my time. I raised my two kids. If you want to have sex, you better be ready to have a kid. And that's what I told him. I said, there's a couple things that can come out of sex. I said, one, you have a kid. Two, you get a disease and your dick falls off. Or three, you get a disease and you die. So he looks at me. He's like, so why would anyone have sex? I'm like, well, it feels good. And he looks at me. He's like, it feels good? I'm like, it does. But you'll find out many years from now. You know? So we're having this talk. And he looks at me at one point. He's like, this is the most uncomfortable talk we've ever had. I'm like, yes, it is. For me too. So, you know, so I break it all down, and then I bring it a little further. I'm like, okay, he's had health class. They talked about things. And so I'm telling him, like, you know, talk about the sex talk, being safe, pregnancy, trying to prevent it, what to do. You know, when you're ready, when you think you're ready to have sex, you come talk to us and we'll make sure that you have everything you need to be safe. I said, you know, no means no. We went over all of that. Like, if she says no, it means absolutely no. You stop immediately. Just like if you say no, she's to stop immediately. So, and then I told him, I'm like, you know, there's other methods too when you're getting the urge. And that's when I went into the masturbation. And he looks at me, he goes, I've heard about that. I'm like, oh, you have? He goes, yeah, I've heard about masturbation. I'm like, when? He's like, in health class. I'm like, oh, okay. What did the teacher say? He's like, all the teacher said is that it's relaxing. And I'm like, that's what the teacher said? It's relaxing? He's like, yeah, it's calming. I'm like, the teacher said it's calming? And he's like, yeah, the teacher said it's calming. I'm like, really? That's it? It's calming. He's like, yeah. So I'm like, oh, great. So now the teacher put it in the kid's mind that, oh, you want to calm down, go masturbate. You know, and that's what I gathered from that whole conversation was that it's calming, you know? And I'm like, well, it is calming, but that doesn't mean go do it, you know? I'm like, go take a cold shower or something. So, you know, that was the end of essentially our talk. We had like a 20-minute drive home, and we had like a 20-minute sex talk, and it was so uncomfortable. You know, I don't know, like, no. There's no good way to like start that. I literally looked at him like, hey, there's no time like now to have that sex talk. He's like, what? You know, so, and I'm trying to explain to him, like, it's important to be safe and blah, blah, blah. But on the inside, I'm like, dude, sex is awesome. And once you experience it, you're going to love it. But don't be a dumbass. Don't get a girl pregnant early. That's what I wanted to say. But the father side of me, you know, the side that tells me that if I don't do this right, my wife's going to kill me, tells me to do it the right way. And that's what I did. I think I did it the right way. I hope I did. Oh, so I bring up disease. And I'm talking about AIDS, like how AIDS is one of the diseases that you can get. And he's tells me, he's like, oh, AIDS. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I've heard about that. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you have. He's like, didn't Freddie Mercury die of AIDS? I'm like, yes, he did. He's like, but how did he get AIDS if he's gay? And I'm just like, yeah, I will. That's a whole nother conversation. Let's move on. You know, so I didn't know how to, I'm like, I've traumatized him enough for one day, so I didn't dig into that part. And at the very end of it, I'm like, listen, the fact is, there's going to come a point in your life when you're in the mood and she's not, you know, just marriage. Go find a bathroom, go, you know, rub one out and take a cold shower. And he looks at me like, what? I'm like, just trust me. And then, of course, my wife's like, you didn't tell him that. I'm like, oh, yes, I did. You know, because her being the one that does the laundry, she's like, God, I'm going to start finding tube socks. You know, so yeah, Corey, did anyone ever have the sex talk with you guys?
No.
Me neither.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah, I don't know where, at what point I learned about sex. I have no idea. You know, 50 now and yes is still a yes. 50 now. What the hell does a 50 now mean?
Are you 50?
You're 50?
I don't think you're 50.
You're 50?
I'm sure as hell not 44.
I bet you do. I know your brother does. So,
easy.
But yeah, it's, you know, I never had the sex talk when I was growing up. I don't think I ever did. I can't.
Think I ever did.
I think my sex talk was health class. No, it wasn't even. I never really did, because when I was like 6 years old, I thought I was having sex with my babysitter's daughter. Yeah, we would unzip our onesies, rub our naked bodies together. I'm like, yeah, I'm having sex, you know. But that's. I didn't know better because I never had the sex talk. It's probably a good thing I didn't have the sex talk, you know? But.
Oh, now it's supposed to be no's.
Now, oh, okay. 50 no's and a yes is still a yes. All right. Oh, I don't even know if I can put that on there. You know? Oh, the babysitter.
Hold on. I got to go back to my apartment real quick.
Yeah, we'll go back to the apartment. Then maybe we should have Trevor call in and tell about the babysitter.
He won't call in.
So
Thursday is when I got approved for it. I think I might have told stories about the crazy girl in shipping.
Yes. Yeah.
The one that she's freaking psycho. Well,
but she's still boneable, though, isn't she?
Not even.
No?
Not anymore.
Oh.
She, Friday, I haven't told her anything. Friday, she comes up to me. She goes, do you need a roommate in your new apartment?
What?
And I'm just like, the fuck?
What the fuck?
And I'm just like, it's a one bedroom. And she goes, that's all right. Exactly. She goes, that's all right. I'll sleep on the couch. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah, no.
She goes, Corey, I swear I'll be a good roommate. I'll cook. I'll clean. I
will take care of
these nuts. She goes, I won't even invite anybody over. And I'm just like, I don't want a roommate. And then she goes, I'm practically homeless right now. I'm living at the Air Motor Inn, you know, where all the crackheads are. And I'm just like,
well,
that's what you get for cheating on your boyfriend.
Yeah.
She cheated on her boyfriend. He kicked her out.
Well, I mean, so be it. You know, I mean, reap what you sow.
Yep.
You know, bitch, you should stay loyal.
Yeah.
You
and,
know,
if I get a roommate, it's going to be a girl that I'm with.
Yes. One bedroom, share a room.
Share a bed. You know,
absolutely share a bed.
Spoon.
You know, you can fuck a sock and rub it in your tummy like, oh, shit.
No.
That is so wrong. That is so wrong on so many levels.
By the way, where's my beer?
Did you text for one?
Yes.
Who'd you text? The young?
Yeah.
Let me see. Bring up your text messages. So, babysitter. So, yeah. So, Trevor, tell us a story that you think might get flagged. But you should probably type it out, because if we might get flagged, then, you know, I won't put it on. But, yeah. So what's your story, Trevor? I love stories. I love hearing dirty stories and skeletons about Corey, about creepy Corey.
It ain't about me. That's about him.
Yeah. So, or if anyone else has a story, feel free to text it in, call in, tell us your story about what's too personal to lend out to people, or about your first time, your sex talk. How did it go? Did you have one? You know?
Or if you just think I'm cute.
Right. So what's the number? Let me call it. I'm gonna call back. How you doing? How you doing?
Where's Future?
Where's Future? But I mean, you know, it's such an awkward conversation to have with your kid, you know. But I don't know.
Don't have kids right now.
Yeah, it's there's.
Although $880 a month, I could afford one.
Fuck yeah, you could. You could afford two, you know, instead of having your, you know, your love song where you turn down the lights and you sit there, you put on The Notebook, pour yourself a glass of wine,
put on my makeup,
and you listen to your smooth music of your love life theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song. It's a great theme song, you know. Oh shit. So you were in second grade, your mom hired a babysitter. And she was 18, and next thing you know, you're snacking on her no-no parts. My first sex story is when I was in my second year of kindergarten, me and a girl watching Black Beauty, and you... What? No. Please tell me that's not true.
The fuck is Black Beauty?
That's a horse.
It is?
Yeah, it's a horse.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a horse. Microphone. Yeah, it's a horse, Black Beauty.
Sorry.
But did you legitimately... does she know that you did? Like, does this girl legitimately know that you peed in her butt? I mean, that's like... You know?
Listen, I know anything goes, but fuck.
Wait, was she... Second year of kindergarten.
Yes, second year of kindergarten.
The second is a separate story. Okay, so the first one, I need to hear more about this.
Nah.
Yeah, who, nah. What, was she hot?
Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
So you're in second grade, and yeah, like, that is some straight up Maury shit right there. Steve Wilkos. 18. She was 18.
She should have gone to jail.
Yeah, no shit. She should have gone to jail. You know? I mean, did you even know what you were doing? Like, how did that, you know? I cannot put that on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely can't put that on there.
And which one, the babysitter or the freaking kindergartner?
This one here.
I know, but which one?
My mom walked in on us, and there went my mom's friendship with her mom. Why? Like, was she hot back then? Like, this woman should have been in jail. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
That's, I mean, way to go. I'm giving you a high five on that, Trevor. But, you know, I want to know if she was hot or not. You know, like, and then now I need to know about, I need to know about the sex story where you peed in her butt. You know, like, legitimately, like, peed in her butt. You got to tell us more about that. After grandma caught you guys. What the fuck? So this was the first one. Your grandma caught you when you were in second grade munching on
carpet.
Right? That's what I'm gathering from this. A second grader marched on an 18-year-old's carpet. That sounds like, it doesn't sound, it is completely illegal. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, damn.
This delivery service is not working very well tonight.
You got to text Jen. And say please.
The other delivery service.
Yeah, and say please. So, all right, I got to hear more about you peeing in this girl's butt when you were in kindergarten.
We really don't.
Yes, we really do. What made you think it was okay to pee in this poor girl's butt?
What makes you think it's okay to hear this story about my own brother?
I mean,
sure, he listens into this and hears my crappy stories.
Yeah, he's not my brother, so I want to hear more about this. Yeah, there's so much there. While he's trying to, you know, I'm hoping telling us more about peeing in the butt. So baseball is back.
Yes, it is.
And unfortunately, the Sox dropped a game today, which sucks. But they came. They did. They kicked ass on the first one. And it's so weird to watch a game now because I'm watching this game and you're seeing the stands all empty, but you're hearing the fans cheering and clapping and everything. And I'm looking, I'm like, you hear the fans, but I'm looking at the seats and the seats are all empty.
Except for in LA where they had the cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, that is stupid, the cardboard cutouts. Like, seriously, get rid of that shit, you know?
Better than in Japan, where they have blow-up dolls sitting in the stadiums.
Yeah, and in restaurants.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
Yes.
But it's just weird to watch the sports games, and the crowd noises sound real. Like, they sound good.
Yes.
But there's no one in the seats, and it's just weird to see, like, Fenway Park empty.
Yep.
And That fucks me up to see Fenway Park empty.
Meanwhile, we're playing against Baltimore, who is used to having an empty stadium, unless the Red Sox are in town.
Right. Yeah, to them, they're like, it's just another Tuesday.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. You
know. So, I got to go back to the crazy chick from work.
Yes.
Earlier this week, one of the hotter days of the week, it gets hot inside of where I work because they don't have air conditioning except for in the bathrooms, break rooms, and supervisor's office. So, the crazy chick from work, she's wearing these spandex shorts that are like boxer briefs, just about.
Yeah, that's hot. Does she have a nice body?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
All right. Well, that's good. You gotta have a good body. Like,
she comes walking up to me.
Not like it's Walmart.
No, not Walmart. But she comes walking up to me and she goes, "Can I ask you a serious question without it being weird?"
Mm-hmm.
I go, "It's me, so probably not." She goes, "Well, I'm gonna ask you anyways." I was like, "All right, go ahead." And she goes, "Do I have camel toe?" And I started giggling because I'm very immature.
You're like friggin'
girls, you know, asking me to look at her coochie.
You're right.
And so I'm sitting there staring at it, you know, trying to get a good view, examine it. Like, no, looks good. She goes, "I feel like I have a camel toe, even though I don't have a fupa. I have a small pussy."
What?
That's what she says. She says, "I have a small pussy."
I mean,
and I'm just like,
dude, that is a complete invitation right there.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, that is good to know. She's banged every dude on the shipping dock by now.
Okay.
I don't want.
Do I need to have 25th. Do I need to have a sex talk with you about being safe? Don't be a dubba. Use a rubber.
You need a whole body rubber for that thing.
Yeah, it's like Naked Gun. Yeah. You ever see that movie Naked Gun where they? Oh, he's like, "I practice safe sex," and she's like, "Oh, me too." They cut to the next scene. They're wearing literally a full body condom, and you see them like trying to hug through this big condom that literally goes from their head to toe. It is awesome. Yeah. So, let's see. Very illegal, but the girl was a friend of your mom's daughter. And you were hanging out in the basement while we were hanging out. I was like, I've heard this word sex and seen videos on accident. Yeah. Accident. My phone accidentally opened up to Pornhub.
Not back then. That shit didn't exist when we were younger.
That's true. The little scrambled porn.
They actually had the VHS tapes.
Yeah. VHS tapes and scrambled porn. Be like, "Dude, I think I saw a booby." And, you know, so I explained to her that I think this is how you do it. So we went to the laundry room and she spread her butt and you peed. Wow. I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't even know what to say with that. I mean, you know, way to go. Yep. Those are some great movies, the Naked Gun movies. You know, those are right up there with like Police Academy.
I love Police Academy.
Yeah. You know, but. But yeah, so Corey, I mean, did she at least have, did she, so let me ask you this. She asked you if she had camel toe and you said no. Did she actually have camel toe?
That's a negative.
Uh-huh.
Although there was one day where she was, again, wearing spandex shorts. She decided that she was going to
come
up and she goes, I look at her weird and she goes, "What? I had a wedgie." And I looked right at her and I'm just like, "Yeah, now you got one in the front."
You said that to her?
Yes.
What'd she say?
She freaked out.
Oh.
She was like, "Ah."
Oh my God. That is awesome.
Sometimes I wonder how I still have a job where I work.
Yeah. That was like when we did the sexual harassment training. And you're like, "Yeah, when I found out I passed that, I smacked him on the ass and said, woo."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh God." And the thing was, I actually believed that you did that because you definitely touched by an angel.
Please tell us where the angel touched you.
Was she shaved? And the thing was, I actually believed you that after you passed the sexual harassment, that you smacked, was it John, I think, right? Yep.
J-Ron.
You smacked John on the ass and was like, woo! I could totally see that. And the funny thing is, I actually told the big boss about this, you know, who was my boss's boss. And I was like, "You're not going to believe this." I'm like, "This is just too good to not tell you." And he is like, by the book, you know. And I told him the story and all he does, he just looks at me, and goes, "Why am I not surprised?" You know, and that's all he said. Yeah. So somehow through the years, you have gone through and not been fired.
Yes.
For sexual harassment.
Because it's like we did the test on the sexual harassment and I answered every question with what I have done.
Yeah.
Or not done.
And then, you know, you're sitting there asking, "Hey, can I take copies of this test?" They're like, "Why? You don't need to study." He's like, "No, I'm taking pointers."
Exactly.
You know, so it's just, yeah. You know, we definitely I know when I was there, we would definitely push the envelope.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, just back a couple months ago, I shaved everything off except for a mustache. And I'm walking by the same big boss's office. My current supervisor is pointing at me, and he goes, the big boss goes, looks like a porn stash.
Yep.
And I'm just like, wait, that just came from him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it did.
It did.
It was like a friggin' 1970s or 80s porn stash.
I think I'll do it again sometime.
You should, totally. Yeah. When you worked at a restaurant in Orano, what the hell's Orano?
Orano? Up in Maine.
Oh. So when you worked at a restaurant in Orano, that's a fucked up name, a server walked up to us cooks and told us that she was on her period. Some 20 minutes later, you asked her if you could be Moses. Red Sea.
He wants to split the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Wants to get his Detroit Red Rings.
That is wrong. I'm hope you're joking on that one.
I don't think he is.
I don't think so either.
Orno.
Yeah.
Orno was up next to Bangor or Banger.
Is
Banger in the Orno.
Banger in the porno?
Yep.
Nice.
It's a real fucking shocker.
Yeah. I mean that, yeah, we gotta get this one on there. But yeah, so that's so it's been a good week. I'm on vacation this week.
I am not.
No, that sucks.
Another 6-day work week.
Yep. I am.
But what's going on this week, Mike?
So this week I am building a wall and working on my roof, and that's it.
I am building a wall.
I'm building a wall.
Built by the
Mexico's gonna pay for the wall. So yeah, I'm building a wall, separating the boys finally. You know, they have their own, so they'll have their own room. I'm working on roofing. I'm doing a roofing job in my house.
Why does he gotta mention that name?
And, fuck that bitch. Bitch.
Okay, so just so everybody knows.
Right. I gotta do this right, right?
So, Emily, you are a bitch. So
what the fuck?
So yeah. So I'm doing roofing. I am building a wall, and I am also this week getting snip, getting my vasectomy. And yeah, so no more kids for me. And so I am going to get the big snipperoonie. I am nervous as shit, too, because when the woman calls me up, she's like, are you allergic to iodine or shellfish? And I'm like, why? Are you going to give me some, like, sushi while you're, you know, cleaning my nuts? And apparently, like, you know, the shellfish and the iodine, they kind of go hand in hand. So I'm like, oh, okay. But then I got to think about it. I'm like, I really, really don't want a woman cleaning up my balls before I get them snipped. That is the most uncomfortable feeling to me going into the surgery, is that I'm going to have a woman cleaning up my nuts and getting them sterile, because that's just, I don't know. It's something about it. Like, it's just, you know, but
they're going to use a lobster to snip you.
That's what I'm wondering. When she said, like, seafood and iodine, I'm like, okay, so is she going to clean my nuts and have a lobster clip them? Yeah. But let's see. Is there some news I don't know? Yeah. That is a story for another day, I think, right?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
That's a long story. It's not really that long, but it's just a matter of case of she's acting like an immature fucking child.
Someone probably might have.
Yeah. Did someone be in Emily's butt? They probably should. Yeah.
Certainly wasn't me.
No, but something else happened.
That's a story for another time.
Yeah, another time.
So, but well, I think we're about at our limit for the night here. So, yeah, we gotta get our. Hold on, wait for it. And ready for this? Here it comes.
Feel free to like, comment, and share with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
That's right. You heard them. Like, subscribe, and share. It's a long story. It's not that long of a story. It's just a story for another time, I think.
It's a heartbreaking story.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts with Emily and ends in bitch.
Also, follow us on Twitter.
Yep. Tweet. You gonna tweet at my face? Wait. You twit face? YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook?
Why don't you come on over to MySpace so I can Google all over your Facebook?
Hell yeah. You know, if you jazz on the face, call the baby shower.
Amen.
Hell yeah. So, all right, with that, you guys have a wonderful day or night. You got to touch myself through the replay. That is awesome.
All right.
I have been possibly touching myself during the show. Maybe, maybe not. So, but yeah, stay safe and wear your masks. Keep yourself protected from that coronavirus. And yeah, give us some funny stories. Anything you want to say, you could end up on the air.
Email us.
Megabossdad@gmail.com. Coredog, CoreDog 93@gmail.com. That is Creepy Corey. Yeah, call us, send us a text, leave us a voicemail at this number, 603-664-4060. It may end up on the air, it may not. Your name and any identifying things will be left off the air unless you ask for it to be put on by written consent through email. How was that one?
Sounded beautiful.
It did, didn't it?
That sounded so beautiful.
It almost sounded rehearsed.
It did almost sound rehearsed.
So I'm impressed. So
I just wish we had beautiful voices like those two dudes that we've been watching lately.
I want like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
I need a Morgan Freeman voice, you know? So, all right, guys, stay safe. Peace.